This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, why do we yawn? What makes you yawn? Your show, because it's boring. Yeah, but not everybody. Not everybody listens to my show. Okay? Just because five people do doesn't mean the whole world does. Why do we yawn? Well, we were taught for decades that it's because our body's low on oxygen. And when you go, oh, and you do that big yawn, you're supposed to be bringing in all sorts of air and oxygenate your body. Scientists are like, no, that's not right. They're like, that's what I was taught. That's what my mama said. Nope, that's not why we yawn. Apparently, researchers say we yawn because we need to cool our brain. We need to cool it because it's overheating. Hey, this is what the scientists say. And they studied a whole bunch of animals, all right? They're from Utrecht. Okay, hold on a second. I gotta get my glasses to pronounce this right. Don't start yawning. Utrecht University collected over 1,250 yawns from more than 100 species of animals and birds. They visited zoos, they used cameras, and they waited. And they said they found a direct link between the size or activity levels of the brain and the length of the yawn, suggesting we need to yawn to cool down our brain. And so then our brain is ready to stay alert. Now, the reason I just don't get that is because I yawn before I go to sleep, like when I'm tired. You know, like, okay, the show's boring, I'm tired, you know, I don't want to listen to, you know, one of my sons is very, very smart. He's in engineering. But as soon as he starts to talk to me about physics, remember, I was a bio major, minored in chem. The reason why I bioed and majored and minored in chem wasn't so much to become a physician, was so I didn't have to do physics. Right? You need more sciences. That's okay, I'll do bio. Just keep me away from physics. So when my son starts talking to me about physics, I'm like, ooh. Yeah. So I thought it's because I'm losing oxygen. It's because I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. But then again, our brain is very active when we sleep. Our brain does a lot of restorative processes, it kind of heals things, it processes memories. So maybe that's why we yawn before we go to sleep, because we really need to, I guess, get our brains ready for the sleeping activity that comes next. So a yawn is this reflex where you simultaneously inhale air by stretching all these muscles, and then you exhale the air. And we see it with tedious activities and things like that, but they say most vertebrates will yawn. Humans, chimps, dogs, cats, birds, reptiles, even different species. My cats will yawn. And I'll start talking to them and go, no, how's your day? This is my day. And they'll just sit there and yawn like they're bored. I don't really see them needing to cool their yawns. But it's interesting. Even though cats have big brains, their yawn is slow, is a quicker, faster yawn than a human's yawn. Sometimes I could just yawn for like 10 seconds. It could be a real long yawn. And then sometimes it's like a quick one. Or I think a yawn is coming and then it doesn't come on. I know y'all are yawning now, but listen, I have to talk about science stuff on the show. That's kind of my job. I can't always talk about Michael Fassbender. Although I just saw a picture of him, so we might have to address that right away. So being tired and all that, so what does that mean for you? Does it mean you need to cool your brain? I don't know. I think it's just cool that they looked at 55 animal species, 46 bird species, and thought that, you know what? Animals might be yawning for a completely different reason. So maybe they could check the temperature of the brains. Research team discovered that mammals appear to yawn longer than birds because they have a higher core temperature in the body of birds. So I wonder if fish yawn. I don't know that. Any marine biologists out there, do fish yawn? All right. I think that's interesting. I think that's cool. All right. Now, something that's not so cool is this black fungus. Did you guys remember we talked about mucormycosis? You guys remember that? I really need to give you guys a pop quiz because I teach and teach and teach. And you guys just sit there and yawn and yawn and yawn. And then you act like I didn't teach you anything. And then, you know, your radio station's like, are you learning anything from the Dr. Dahlia Show? No. Well, I taught you guys about black fungus. So black fungus is this very severe infection that people who are immunocompromised can get, diabetics can get, and it's pretty uncomfortable because it's a fungal infection. So you can't really treat it with antibiotics, and it's not a viral infection that'll go away on its own. They have to many times treat it with antifungals, which are not very, very easy, and it's rare. Well, the reason why this is being brought up is because they're seeing a lot of people in India now start to get mucormycosis, or this black fungus. Now, in India, they're having that huge COVID outbreak, their huge wave of COVID, about 300,000 cases average a day, multiple deaths. It's not pretty over there. But because the hospitals are becoming overrun, and you have many people that might be immunosuppressed or not taking care of their diabetes, they're finding a correlation with an uptick of black fungus cases. Some doctors said they usually just saw one a month, and now they're seeing every week. So we might have to be on alert with that. Black fungus symptoms is not fun. You can get a headache. You can get one-sided facial pain, sinusitis. You might get a blackish discoloration over your nasion, the bridge of your nose. You could get loosening of teeth. Your teeth might fall out. The fungus could, because that fungus will grow. And it likes warm, moist areas. So, you know, the more you sneeze, the more you suck it up, the fungus is pretty happy. It could cause blurred vision, double vision, could cause blood clots, necrosis, skin lesions, could even mess with the chest, cause chest pain, cause effusions, worsening respiratory symptoms. So, you know, it's unfortunately a very painful and could be very, very deadly. So I'm not saying we're seeing a lot of cases here in America, but unfortunately, if we're seeing cases rise in a COVID-torn country like India, it's something that doctors need to be on the lookout for, especially when people call in on telemedicine saying, I need another antibiotic for my sinus infection. And I go, what if it's fungal? You need a culture. And you can't just keep doing antibiotics every week. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter @DrDahlia or on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. So, when it comes to vaccines, some people are a little worried that they're not going to have a choice. They're going to be mandated by their school, mandated by their work. And the government's going to say, but no, you have a choice. You could get the Pfizer shot. You could get the Moderna shot. You could get the Johnson & Johnson shot. You may even be able to get the AstraZeneca shot. The AstraZeneca, by the way, they might want to just skip the emergency authorization, and they might just want to go for full U.S. approval. The AstraZeneca shot, they're really kind of behind in this race in America. Even though it was approved in Europe and other countries, Brazil, I believe in Asia, continent of Asia, they were not yet approved in America because they didn't have enough studies within the American population. In order to get approval with the FDA, they can't use data from a sample size of a population that's not their, I believe, their own. And so they wanted to see how it did in Americans and the cross-section of all the different demographics and races. And so, like, for example, if you do a study out of Japan and it's all Japanese individuals, you might not have enough Latinos, African Americans, etc., from that you might see in another country. So it's, yeah, so I understand why there's still that delay, but here we are going into mid-May, and we still don't have AstraZeneca within the United States little, you know, medicine bag in terms of vaccines. And is it already going to be moot? Is there enough of the other vaccines and, unfortunately, a large amount of hesitancy to the point that it really won't matter when they get approved or not? So, however, with the threat of losing their patent, if Biden does remove patents or suspend patents, AstraZeneca could be in a lot of trouble. So I think that's why they don't even want to deal with the emergency authorization. They just want to get authorized. Now, that could further delay the rollout of AstraZeneca, but they might not really have much to lose. They say U.S. government and public health officials have said they probably don't need AstraZeneca shots because of ample supplies of three other shots already authorized. The British drug maker AstraZeneca said last week it intended to apply for the emergency go-ahead within weeks, but has also been considering a different path to getting the drug approved in the U.S. That would involve taking what could be several more months to compile and review data necessary for what is known as biologics license, essentially a more comprehensive non-emergency seal of approval. Now, this is very interesting. For some of you that say, you know, well, it doesn't matter, well, think about it. What if they become the first ones to get full approval and they beat out Pfizer and Moderna? Now, Pfizer and Moderna, I believe, have plans to apply for full-blown approval. And they might actually be ahead in the queue because they, you know, we have now millions and millions of people who have had the shot so we could collect safety data. But if they're not really working on that right now, and AstraZeneca could try to get full-on approval, that's one way for them to beat out Pfizer and Moderna. So AstraZeneca has long said it would go down that same route, but delays stretched out, and it struggled to pull together the large amount of data from tens of millions of doses of the vaccine already administered in the UK. So we'll see what happens with that. But, you know, a big issue that I'm having is this concept of suspending the patents. I want as many countries to have access to the vaccine. And I believe they want to suspend the patents of Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Sanofi, anybody who has produced a vaccine as quickly as they did, rather than reward them. They want to stop their protection of their intellectual property. And they want them to share it with other companies and other countries to make the vaccine. Now, what I don't understand is why can't you have Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and everybody else, even though AstraZeneca doesn't have the patent yet in America, why can't you have them have representatives go to all these other companies? If they themselves can't set up shop, they go there. Remember Breaking Bad? Jesse had to go to Mexico to start making the meth. Why can't they do that? Why can't they talk to AstraZeneca and Moderna and say, look, it'll be your company, still your intellectual property, but we need you guys to go to Singapore, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, all these countries, and help their companies manufacture the vaccine. Where I get a little nervous is the mRNA technology that they're using is also the technology that's going to be used for cancer treatment. Now, mind you, I want all countries to have access to these medications. But if somebody who spent the billions of dollars in research and the time and the money to come up with the technology, just to find out that they're not going to be able to make the money back with that technology because they have to give it away, you might have less people enthusiastic about making that technology or making those drugs. And the mRNA technology expands beyond the vaccine. It goes on to, you know, multiple sorts of immunotherapy that we're using for autoimmune diseases, for cancer. So this is going to be pretty difficult because we really needed the pharmaceutical companies to step up, and they did. They were promised a lot of money. Money talks. We have vaccines. Not we as a world, but we as multiple countries. We do need the world to get the vaccines. We knew this would be a problem where third world countries would be last on the list, still not even seeing the vaccine come to their neck of the woods. But if you have a few big players that are the ones that are able to do this technology, how do we reward them? How do they, once you give away all your secrets and your intellectual property, then it's you lose any hold on that. And if they want to then start the patent over again, it's already too late. Everybody else has that intellectual property. And it stinks because in science, whenever I come up with something or I publish something, fine, it's yours, whatever. But if you are investing all the time and money to create something for that company, you kind of need a little bit of privacy so you can get to where you need to go with it. Unfortunately, we're in this big crisis. So I'm not a fan of what Biden is doing with the patents. I think instead what they should do is incentivize these companies to get into every country, work with the whoever they want to sell the secrets to. They send Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson people to those countries to help do it, whereas they could still keep their intellectual property, and then those companies become subsidiaries of the big companies. I'm not sure how that would work out. I just don't like the idea of selling the secrets. Now, apparently the military might not be able to get by with their lack of enthusiasm for the COVID vaccine. Apparently, there's a whistleblower, Charles Eggleston, served more than 16 years in the Army, more than 3 years as a patient at Walter Reed. He was hit by a roadside bomb, sadly and tragically, on his third tour in Iraq. He said, I've had all kinds of vaccines. He served in Baghdad. I definitely wasn't trying to die from sheer stupidity, he said, for not taking the shot. He said he was among the original Walter Reed whistleblowers who alerted the world to the black mold that was harming injured vets in Iraq and Afghanistan. Now he's trying to fight vaccine hesitancy among troops and veterans. He said, I wish I could wrap my brain around this apprehension. He's working with Blue Star Families and COVID Collaborative to address vaccine hesitancy among veterans and active duty troops. If you see people die in other countries begging to have this vaccine so they can live another day or live another year, he says, whatever the case, you should be on board. Now, he got both his Pfizer shots. He said he did not experience anything more than a sore arm each time. His mother, Rebecca, died 2 months prior to getting her shot. She was infected by an unvaccinated nurse at a retirement home in Virginia Beach. So Charles, he takes this is dear to his heart. He takes this pretty, seriously. But, the military, I like to give the military a pass because they're already putting their lives on the line for us. And to force them to do something they're uncomfortable with, they're already being forced to do things that are uncomfortable. And if they are not excited about getting the vaccine, I really think they do get choice. I like the idea of an educational campaign and program, but I wouldn't force it on anybody. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A former top senior cyber official reportedly says a criminal group originating from Russia is believed to be behind a cyber attack that shut down the nation's biggest fuel pipeline network. NBC News national security correspondent Ken Dilliland saying the group known as DarkSide posted a statement on the dark web.
They say, we are apolitical, we do not participate in geopolitics, trying to distance themselves from any notion that this is a state-sponsored attack.
The Colonial Pipeline Network carries gas and diesel from Houston to New York. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says supply chain issues are a significant worry when it comes to the country's economic recovery. Raimondo specifically mentioning the semiconductor industry, which she says the country has allowed to fall behind in recent decades. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As more and more Americans get vaccinated against COVID-19, former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb believes it's time for the CDC to start thinking about easing indoor mask mandates. While the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last month it's generally safe for fully vaccinated people to walk and gather outdoors without masks, it still says masks should be worn by both fully vaccinated and unvaccinated people for virtually any indoor activity outside of the home. Dr. Gottlieb telling CNBC that easing rules will now strengthen the CDC's credibility later.
I think we can do it right around now. I think we should start lifting these restrictions as aggressively as we put them in. We need to preserve the credibility of public health officials to perhaps re-implement some of these provisions as we get into next winter if we do start seeing outbreaks again. I think the only way to earn public credibility is to demonstrate that you're willing to relax these provisions when the situation improves.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you saw the Golden Knights game in Lake Tahoe? Well, you had to kind of see it twice. Golden Knights fell to the Avalanche, Colorado Avalanches, I believe this was Saturday. But it was a game done outdoors in an outdoor rink in Lake Tahoe. If you've never been to Lake Tahoe, you need to go. You had the snow-capped mountains, snow, beautiful trees, lake. It was exquisite. And, you know, I was watching this going, sports are definitely going to maybe take a turn for some of the better, because I'd like to see hockey be brought back outdoors. And as the second I thought about that, they had to postpone the game because the ice started to melt, and then I guess they had to wait for the nighttime. Golden Knights were actually ahead by one, but because it was only one period, they couldn't call the game unless there were two periods. So commissioner said, we're going to move and do it at night. And unfortunately, the Golden Knights fell, but the Lake Tahoe was exquisite. Is it an outdoor hockey, hopefully maybe making a comeback? And I live in Nevada. Nevada schools are going to be hopefully opening up their full contact high school sports, regulated by the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association. As of, I believe,
I think March 5th. So we're starting to see sports open up. But like I said, sports are going to probably have a different look or a different feel. So joining us to talk about how we're going to see these changes is Jackie McWilliams, CIAA Commissioner, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association Commissioner. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, such a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you so much.
Wow. So you guys have had your hands full this year. What sort of changes have you seen and have you guys had to implement?
Yeah, you know, this has been a tough college season year. You know, we've canceled many conferences, including ours, have canceled our fall season, our winter season. We will have a modified spring season, but, you know, the basketball tournament is one of our largest events for our conference. And so given that we've canceled the actual tournament in person to see games, we have tried to be creative and innovative. And still engaging our fans, our member institutions, and our sponsors in having a virtual tournament week. So it will feel like you are running around at a tournament, but you will be doing it virtually.
Wow, that is incredible. So the players, how does that work? In terms of the players are going to feel that, or we as spectators are going to have that that experience?
I think everybody will. I mean, if you're a player and you're not able to play the game, you will get to see some throwback games. So some of our athletes will see themselves from playing last year or some old games from previous events and tournament games that will be shown on our CIAA Sports Network. Nice. But as we would say, even if we were on the ground in person, that we always try to create an environment in our tournament something for everyone. So
yes.
Our athletes who are focused on playing and winning a championship, if you're not inside the venue watching the game, there's something for you. So we still have a virtual high school day. We have our fan fest, which will have artists throughout the country that are part of it. We'll have a career expo. We've got even NASA that's doing a program.
Wow.
We've got a segment of health that we will allow each day. There'll be a session with professionals to talk about health and healthy living. So there's really something for everyone, and that's what we would do in person as well. So it's definitely an experience, Dahlia, that I'm trying to get my head around. Like, what is this week really going to be like for mm-hmm. a virtual tournament experience without the actual game being played in person?
It's never been done, but you know what? There's a lot of good that can come out of that. You know, it's interesting with March Madness, the ramifications of not having, you know, our typical sports. You know, a lot of men get vasectomies this time of year, and they do it because they could stay home and why. So I think we're going to have less vasectomies done. I mean, you know, we need to evolve. We need to, you know, be more flexible and come up with other sorts of options. But you call it the CIAA virtual vibe, and I believe it starts tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. So, and you can say CIAA. We like the double A.
Oh, CIAA. So. That's right. That's right. Sorry.
CIAA virtual vibe. No, it's fine. It starts tomorrow with high school day, and then it goes into Wednesday with another portion of high school day. We have financial literacy on Wednesday. The speaker series starts. We actually have a women's empowerment on Friday, also with our Hall of Fame. That's on Friday. But our CIAA Fan Fest starts on Thursday in the Career Expo. So literally, if you went on the CIAA.org site, CIAAtournament.org site, you can register, and we will send you updates on everything that's going on. And you can be a part of the experience. Baltimore City is our host city, the Charm City. Mm-hmm. So we created the platform so you will feel like you are at the convention center. So it will look like you're walking into the convention center in Baltimore. When you get in, you'll see signage to take you in the different locations of where everything is happening. You can get in virtual rooms at any of our 12 member institutions who will be hosting their own festivals and activities. It is unique. I'm a little blown away. I have become a fan as a commissioner to see what's happening here. So I can't wait for it to launch tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. Jackie McWilliams, CIAA commissioner. Actually, it's the nation's oldest historically black athletic conference. And you partnering with Visit Baltimore, I think, is something that I think a lot of people are going to want to replicate and want to do. The success of this is, I guess, a concern I have is a lot of high school students, college students, if they're out of sports for a year or two, they might not go back. And we need to reignite that flame. We want, mind you, I want kids protected. I don't want, you know, them sustaining head trauma. But right. I think a sport, I put my kids into sports, them having a coach, them having that teamwork, them having that camaraderie is vital for their growth and vital for their development. And so I think this allowed a nice, you know, bridge to still keep kids involved and young adults involved in sports.
Yeah. No, I agree. I appreciate you saying that. You know, one of the things we've been telling our student athletes, you know, being a college athlete, I was a former athlete as well. You know, there's something about being resilient, right? And there's something about waiting on the sideline to get your time to get back in the game. And what do you do? And how do you prepare yourself? So you may not be playing on the quarter field today, but you do have the opportunity to play in the field by visiting some of our sponsors who are looking for student athletes to work at their companies, right? You get to mentor high school students. You get to be a part of the experience in a different way when normally, if we were in the tournament, you wouldn't have that, specifically basketball players who are focused on winning a championship. Mm-hmm. So if you focus on what is good this year and be a part of something that was made and created around you playing the game, then you will see the benefits of how that's going to help you later on in your future. So I think we're always trying to find ways to engage our community, keep our brand relevant, keep our fans wanting more, and keep our student athletes the center of what we get to do as a college commissioner. I mean, mm-hmm. I work because of student athletes. So how do I continue to see a way to engage them in all the things that we're doing? And yes, we are the oldest HBCU conference in the country. We love partnering with cities and partnering with our community leaders in order to create these experiences for everyone. And the virtual side, Delia, really allows us to expand beyond the city. We get to reach out across the country now. So we're hoping that the capacity of our platform will hold everyone who wants to be a part of it.
Oh, man. Before you go, how can people tune in and find out more?
Yes, so go to the CIAAtournament.org. You'll see the beautiful page, landing page. When you get on that page, register, put your information in, and from that point on, you'll have access every single day to get in and enjoy all the festivities that are going on throughout the week.
So valuable. Thank you, Jackie, so much. Bless you and your team, thank you for all you do.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you this afternoon. God bless.
Always. God bless. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, did any of you guys watch The Muppet Show? What was it like, you know, The Muppet Show tonight? I don't know, but I guess The Muppet Show, I think The Muppet Show was around in the 80s. I didn't like The Muppet Show. I didn't like The Muppet Show because it was a spinoff of Sesame Street, and I loved Sesame Street. I loved Cookie Monster. Muppet Show didn't have Cookie Monster. I loved Grover. The Muppet Show didn't have Grover. I loved Ernie. I didn't like Bert, but I really loved Ernie. Muppet Show didn't have that. So when the Muppet Show came, I'm like looking at Gonzo and Fozzie Bear. Fozzie Bear I did not like. I thought he was annoying. Miss Piggy I couldn't stand. I liked Beaker. Beaker was funny. Beaker was the tall, skinny one that would, like, be like, me, 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 me. I don't know. I didn't like the Swedish chef. I thought the Swedish chef was insulting to Swedes, you know, because you couldn't really understand him, and he was, you know, but anyway. But apparently people watched the Muppet Show. I think my brother might have watched it. I didn't like the Muppet Show. You know, on Gonzo, I wasn't a fan. Well, apparently Disney Plus is airing the Muppets. Muppets have made a comeback. I don't know why. All this nostalgia is coming back. There's been commercials. There might have even been a Super Bowl commercial with Miss Piggy. I don't remember. Kermit the Frog memes are coming back. Kermit the Frog is okay. Kermit the Frog was the Link. Whenever there's a spinoff, they have to have a Link. And Kermit wasn't my favorite character, okay? Bring Cookie Monster, you got something. They could have done a whole Cookie Monster kitchen, and I think they could have done it way better. But they didn't, and they weren't asking my opinion as a kid. So, anyway, people like to make money on reruns and, you know, play old school shows. So the Muppet Show is on Disney Plus. Well, Disney Plus has been under a lot of criticism now because the Muppet Show apparently has negative stereotypes and appears to insult multiple cultures. So it's been criticized for its approach to Native Americans, to Muslims. Now, I don't remember which characters those are. There's also some insensitivity towards weight because they have, I guess, Miss Piggy. And so people are, I don't really get the whole Miss Piggy thing. Miss Piggy, she tries to dress sexy, and I think they even gave her boobies. I don't really remember. But she's always dressed up, and she cougars Kermit. And Kermit is, I guess, a boyfriend to her? I don't know. That I found strange as a kid. I was like, that's just a little too relationship-y for me. You know, Big Bird and Snuffleupagus, they had a good relationship, you know. They were buddies. Ernie and Bert lived together. I was comfortable with those relationships. I could not get comfortable with the Miss Piggy-Kermit relationship because I think she was squeezing him and hurting him. And you know. But again, there are stereotypes there. So for women who are obese, apparently that insults them. So it's interesting, though, but rather than Disney Plus just canceling the show, they are putting a disclaimer saying if you want to watch the Muppet Show, you need a grown-up involved. Now, they also cleaned up some of the episodes. I think Johnny Cash, in one of the older episodes, was singing a song in front of a Confederate flag. So I think they just removed that entirely. But because they can't clean it all up, and again, I'm trying to remember what specific things could be aired now that would not be considered okay. They're just saying, you know what, we're going to play it anyway. And just have a parent nearby. Now, what is so significant about that? Well, we've been seeing a canceling of old shows and old, I think, what, Aristocrats, Dumbo, was it The Lady and the Tramp? There's been a lot of Disney movies that have had to be removed from airing. Let me see if I could find, hold on a second, Peter Pan, Aladdin. Well, actually, those are disclaimer warnings that have been added. But there's been a lot of people wanting to boycott old Disney shows for the stereotypes and unfortunately, you know, because back then there was, you know, there was a different approach to our past, and it was interweaved in cartoons to kids, and things like that we just don't talk about anymore. We don't see, or we don't, yeah, we just don't go there. So there has been a lot of editing, and there's been a lot of canceling some of those shows. But what's very interesting is Disney isn't canceling them. Disney, and you know, they're very progressive, Disney, so to speak, but they're just going to slap a warning and say, deal with it. And that's a much different approach. And I don't know if they realized they did this. I mean, it was probably, you know, because they spent a lot of money and, you know, they're doubling down. You know, same thing with Hamilton. That with, you know, Hamilton got a lot of criticisms, you know, because of the role that Alexander Hamilton played in slavery. But the musical was a great musical, and it was airing on Disney Plus, and I think it's still on Disney Plus. But Disney's approach, maybe it's because of the pandemic, maybe it's because they lost a lot of money with Disneyland being closed, rather than them saying, okay, you know what, if this is offensive, we're going to take it off, we're going to not play it anymore. They're like, no, we're going to play it. We'll slap a disclaimer. Deal with it. And I wonder if that might be the start of a new approach to what do we do with past shows, past things that are now currently found offensive. Like, for example, I don't know if you guys watch Friends. Friends, there was an episode where Rachel was in a dress, and she asked Joey to zip her dress. So Joey starts to zip, and she goes up, right, because he was probably zipping down. That was funny then. Now somebody would say that was assault. And Friends shouldn't be, you know, I don't know, idolizing a show that I guess, you know, finds humor in that. So I'm wondering if Hollywood, you know, and it usually takes somebody hurting their pockets. I'm wondering if Hollywood is trying to figure out how to stop the snowball effect of being criticized and needing to cancel old shows. I mean, like, if you look at I Love Lucy, I mean, there's a lot of stereotypes. You know, Rick and Ricardo yelling at her, and, you know, them having to sleep in separate beds, and just there was, like, some old school, the ways that the old school show was done back in the 50s. But, you know, that was our history. These are shows that, you know, people grew up with. Nostalgia is selling. And I'm wondering if Hollywood is like, look, we're going to put money first. And what we'll do is if somebody thinks that Gone with the Wind is offensive, you know, but there's people that want to see the classic and want to pay for that classic, we'll put a disclaimer and say, look, there are things that are going to be stereotypical or found offensive. And I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but it's looking like we're starting to see a little bit of pushback on canceling things, because I think people are looking back at Gilligan's Island. And, you know, like, let's say Ginger and, you know, is that misogynistic? Is that too stereotypical? When they look at I Dream of Jeannie, calling him master. Okay, I mean, something like that would not fly. But is Hollywood going to say, look, this was done in the 60s. This was something that was a hit in the 60s. This isn't something that we condone now, but it was a show. So if you think anybody is going to be insulted by it, don't watch it. For those of you who want to watch it, it's there. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the right approach. But the Muppet Show, I wasn't a big fan of it, so I really don't care what happens to the Muppet Show. But it is fascinating that Disney is like, look, we'll just put a disclaimer on it because there's just too much for them to try to edit. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.